Amen. Glory to God. In the name of Jesus, we are blessed to be here this morning. This first set of doors, son, we are blessed to be here this morning. We are thanking God for who he is and what he has done. This is the second Sunday, and so we want to go ahead and have communion before we start the prayer. Amen. So I'm going to give you a couple of minutes to get ready. If you don't have things prepared for communion, all you need is we generally use grape juice instead of wine, obviously, and unleavened bread or those little crackers. However, if you don't have that, it's okay. Okay, just use what you have, because it is symbolic of what Christ has told us to do, and we want to make sure that we are walking in obedience. I will say amen, but who am I saying that to? And so, another thing I need you to do, I need you to make sure that you wash your hands. Make sure you wash your hands before you have communion, because we want to honor what we're doing. Okay, so don't pick your toes and then take communion, because that's just nasty. Okay, but so please wash your hands. You know, if you're not near a sink or something, use a wet wipe or something. And those of you, there's only for the most part the team here to help have this going. Pastor has it. So make sure everyone, you wash your hands. Amen. Asia, make sure. We don't want to leave those kids back there, and so make them come up here. We don't want to leave them back there by themselves. Amen. So we are thanking God for being here. We had an awesome baptism yesterday. I was talking to Abigail about it, and I'm like, oh, I forgot to tell people we're having a baptism. Amen. It was four people. It was four. I know, right? I forgot. I thought about it after I got home. So we were out at the ocean. And we baptized. It was amazing. It was absolutely amazing. So we're going to send Abigail, because Abigail is also in charge of the newsletter. So I'm going to send her some pictures so you guys will see. It was, God met us there. It was absolutely incredible. We've always baptized at the ocean, except once. And that's when we baptized Abigail in Hawaii, when we went to Hawaii. Still the ocean, though. It was still the ocean, but it was just the ocean in Hawaii. Amen. Also, this is what I wanted to say. I want to say this. Wait. This is MCBD question mark. Creep, creep. And if you don't know what that means, or you think I'm having a stroke or something, go back to last Wednesday's message and watch last Wednesday's message. And you'll be fine. You'll know exactly what that means. Pastor Sandy had a dream, and that was part of the dream. And once you go back to last Wednesday's message, if you don't know what that means, you'll be all right. So Abigail has designed a T-shirt with the creep creep on it. Amen. Amen. And with the creep creep on it. And thank you, Pastor. Thank you. And she's also setting up our online store, so that you can go and get whatever you want. And listen, we're not doing this to make money. The Lord has provided us with everything that we need. We're not doing this to make money. We're doing this so that we can bring the family closer together. That's the purpose of this. We're doing this. And so we can't afford to give you the T-shirts and ship them and all that stuff. We can't afford to do all of that. But you can go on, and it's, everything goes through that company. It doesn't go through us. It goes through that company. And you can look like the rest of us. Amen. We have the big dog barking. We have the creep creep. And we have the flying fish. Amen. MCBD question mark. Creep creep. I saw her design. It's really awesome. It's really awesome. And again, I want to thank what's her name? Her name is Miranda B. from South Africa for designing our flying fish T-shirt. Amen. I want to give God praise. Amen. That was awesome. It was awesome. Amen. And then I want to pray for some people once we finish communion, like Cheryl V. In New York City. And we had a nice conversation last night. Amen. So if I can get, pastors, if you want to get to communion, and we're going to do the communion now. okay? And so if you've washed your hands, we're reading from, Minister Ryan is reading from 1 Corinthians 11, 23 through 26, I believe. That's where we're going to be reading from. Nick, Asia, has anybody logged on yet? Has anybody? Okay. And the community's not going to take very long, because once we get started, we'll be done. I'm going to need you to come up here when we get here. Amen. And the Bible says, for as often as you eat this bread and drink of this cup, you do show the Lord's death till he comes. We're doing this in remembrance of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. He didn't say you have to do it on first Sunday. That's just tradition. He didn't say you have to do it on second Sunday in the middle of the month or every Tuesday or third Wednesday. You can do it once every month, once 6 months, every week. However the Lord put in your spirit to do communion. He just said, as often as you eat this and as often as you drink this, you are showing the Lord's death until he comes. So you must make sure that before you do this, before you take communion, because this is enough, even if you're somewhere else in the world, no, thank you. No matter where you are in the world, thank you. No matter where you are in the world, taking this communion, whether you're taking it live with us or you're taking it later, no matter where you are, it is official. You need to make sure that there is no unforgiveness in your heart. You need to make sure that you have an actual relationship with God and that you're not just doing this just to say you're doing it. You need to make sure that you are doing your best to follow what God has required of us to do. Because you don't, the Bible says, he that eateth and drinketh this unworthily, eateth and drinketh damnation unto himself, not deserving the Lord's Supper. You don't want to damn yourself. You don't want to cause damnation to come on yourself. You don't want to do that. This is not a game. This is not religious. This is what we're doing because of our relationship with God. So make sure that if you cannot take this with unforgiveness in your heart, if you cannot take this knowing, if you don't have a real relationship with God, if you're not ready to take this, don't do it. Because God is not playing when he says you, because it's like you're mocking him. It's like you're making fun of him. And you don't want to do that to God. Amen? That's crazier than trying to... It's just crazy here. All right? So, Ryan, come on up. And you're going to read... You're going to go ahead and read... I guess we're going to read about the bread first.
1 Corinthians 11, 23. For I received from the Lord that which I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread.
Take your bread and hold it up like this.
And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me.
Righteous Father, in the name of Jesus, there is none like you. You are the only true and living God. What you suffered on earth because of my sins, because of the sins of the world, you deserve to be honored and recognized and respected. We recognize the sacrifice of your body with this bread. And with this bread, we will honor you in spirit and in truth. Not defile it by dishonoring you in taking this unworthily. In Jesus' name, we pray. Raise our bread, break it, and let us eat. Son, continue to read.
In the same manner, he also took the cup after supper, saying, this cup is the new covenant in my blood. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death till he comes.
Every time you take this cup, you are proclaiming the blood of Jesus. Every time you do this, you're saying, I am a living witness unto the Most High God. I am a witness that his blood has cleansed me and that his blood has saved me. And because of his blood, I will live again. When you take this, you take it in honor of God. You do not count it lightly. You do not take it as a grain of salt. But this is the blood, represents the blood that was shed on the cross for my sins. And if you treat this like it's nothing, you will be eating and drinking damnation unto yourself. That's in the word. You take this in honor of the blood that was shed so that I could live. We're going to hold our cups. Father God, in the name of Jesus, this blood that saved me, healed me, cleansed me, washed me and made me clean. The blood that you shed on the cross for me because of the sins of the world, because of the future sins that will enter into the world. You said as often as we drink this, we show your death, reminding each other of the price that was paid on the cross. This blood is a reminder of the love you gave us on the cross and the promise that you fulfilled when you raised from the dead. We take this as a remembrance of you. And if you would accept it as we honor you in Jesus' name, amen. Raise your cups and drink together. And the scriptures go on to tell us, and the rest I will set in order when I come. Amen. 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 We thank you for being a part of the communion. We give praise to God for allowing this to happen. So many people have not been able to take communion in their local churches. They haven't been able to gather together. But the Lord has put a small team of people together here so that you can enjoy what God has set up for you. Amen? Amen. Before I get the prayer, and Brother Minister Ryan, thank you so much. I am grateful and honored that you would help in this, and all of you that the Lord has blessed to be here. Amen. We're praying for Marinda, who is the one that designed, who is the one that designed the flying fish for us. Amen. God bless you, Melinda B. in South Africa. We give praise and honor to God for you and the love that you have shared with this house. Amen. And Cheryl V. In New York City, and her son. We had an awesome communique last night. And I'm telling you, Cheryl, I will be in prayer for the things that we talked about last night. I will be in prayer for you. I need everyone to understand. I need everybody to listen to this. Just because you don't do what I do for the body of Christ, just because you don't do what Minister Ryan or Pastor Drea and Nicole or Abigail or Rashawn or Chrissy, or just because you don't give out praise or you don't, your fruit doesn't come about the exact same way as someone else, it doesn't mean you don't have any fruit. It doesn't mean that you are any less than anybody else. Everybody's job is not the same, but everybody's job is important. Yeah. My little toe serves a small but a mighty purpose. And it only serves one purpose. I can't say that that little toe doesn't have, is not as important to me as my index finger, my thumb. Every part that God has placed on this body is important to this body. Whatever you do for the body of Christ is important to the body of Christ. Whether you are a knot on the top of the head or the baby toe, it doesn't matter. If you are in Christ, that's all that matters. I don't want you to be concerned because your work is not as obvious or as clear as everybody else's. Don't let other people dictate to you what your fruit looks like. Amen?
Amen.
Your fruit is between you and God. If you're praying for the body of Christ, that's fruit. If you're standing up and walking by faith and not by sight, that's fruit. If you are singing praises to God, honestly, in the bathtub or in the shower, that's fruit.
Yes.
If you're training your children up in the way that they should go so that they will not depart, that's fruit. When you wake up in the morning, you give God praise, that's fruit.
Amen.
Just because you're not in Africa knocking down trees or in Florida picking up pineapples or whatever you do, just because you're not doing what other people are doing don't mean you're not doing.
Amen.
Don't let other people make you feel bad because you're not doing what they're doing. Amen?
Amen.
Whatever you're doing from the heart and you are honoring it to God, that's your fruit.
Amen.
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 Don't let people discount your relationship with God because you don't look like them. If God wanted you to look like them, he made you. He knew what to do. He's a one. I'm glad my whole face don't look like my foot. Right?
Yeah.
How crazy would I look without my whole, everything look like a foot? It would look retarded. Every part, every eyelash, every eyebrow, every fingernail, and whatever your place is on the body, that's where God put you. Be happy about it. Thank the Lord for it. If he wants you to grow something, you know we can do that.
Amen.
Yeah. Amen. Don't waste time feeling bad because you don't look like me. You don't know what it took to get where this in this spot.
Yeah.
I would have traded it a long time ago if I had a choice. I would have gladly traded it, but I didn't have a choice. This is where he put me, this is where I am. You're seeing the end result. You didn't see the process.
Amen.
Amen. So be careful when you ask, I wish I was like so-and-so, because all you see is the end result. You don't know what the process was. You don't know, it took me 40 years to get here. You don't know what the process was. Be thankful for where you are. Amen?
Amen?
All right, let's get some prayer going.
Yes.
What we got going? What we got going?
We got Octavia.
Oh, Octavia. Yes, yes, yes. Octavia in Texas.
Yes.
Texas.
Okay, Octavia has been experiencing insomnia for the past few days.
Mm-hmm.
And it's starting to deal with her mentally and physically.
Yes, yes.
She's still, you know, she has a 5-month-old baby.
Oh, yeah.
And a 4-and-a-half-year-old child.
Woo. Glory.
And so she needs this rest, but she feels like it is a spiritual warfare.
Yes, yes. It is absolutely, the enemy will take advantage of an opportunity.
Yes.
If you got a 5-month-old baby, you're not going to sleep for another couple years. That's just the way that is. And if you got a four-year-old baby with special needs, you're supposed to be tired. If you wouldn't, I think something's wrong with you.
Yes.
You're supposed to be tired. That's what happens when you work. If you go to work and you ain't never tired, they need to find somebody else to do that job because you ain't doing it right. Something ain't right. If you work all the time and you ain't never tired, something ain't right. But the enemy will take advantage of a situation. Amen. He will take advantage of that. Oh, you know you're tired. Oh, you know you can't. But I'm here to tell you, Octavia, and those of you that also are dealing with insomnia and have your hands full, those that are dealing with things, I'm telling you, God will deliver. He'll give you the strength to hold on. He'll give you the strength to do what you need to do because those babies need you. Your husband needs you. We need you. God needs you. And not just Octavia, but for people just like her, and not just women, men and women. You have children that are forced to raise their siblings because the parents are working or doing whatever they. God is able. I'm praying your strength in the Lord. I'm praying that you will, you claim victory over depression. You claim victory. Oh. I know about insomnia. I know a lot about that. God is able. God, they went to the doctor. How many years ago was that? About five, six, but before Allie.
For sleep apnea?
Sleep apnea.
That was before Asia.
It was before Asia?
Yep.
No.
Yep.
Was it?
Yep.
They gave me a suitcase and told me to bring it home with a hose plug to it. And cover my head with a mask and told me I had to, and told me, Pastor Sanders said, Ben, you really gonna use that thing? I said, I'm gonna try it. I tried it. I'm like, nah, this ain't working. I said, Pastor Sandy was right. I mean, it works for some people.
Yeah.
And if you need it, by all means, do it.
Amen.
It didn't work for me. But if you need it, don't be goofy. If you need it, you do it.
Yes.
I had a piece of luggage on the side of the bed. No, it was after Asia, because Asia came in, saw me, and ran out the room.
Yeah,
she called me an elephant. She's like two or three. And she came in the room and saw all these holes and hooked up on me. And she ran out the room. She called me an elephant. And so I stopped using it. I stopped using it because it wasn't for me. That's been, she's 16 now, so that had to have been 13 or 14 years ago. And sometimes I still have a little problem sleeping, but what I do is I either pray myself to sleep, I talk to God, we have a conversation until I'm snoring. And sometimes I wake up to finish the conversation, and then that sometimes I wake up two or three times in the middle of the night. And it's just, I don't know how to fix it, I just know how to survive it. Amen. I don't know how to fix it. I just know how to survive it. My survival was God. I just ran to him and I buried myself in him. I would pray until I fell asleep and I woke up praying, and I would, you know, I didn't read a lot while I'm sitting on the side of the bed, but I prayed constantly. I prayed all the time. And that's what kept me. It was tough, but I made it. And I'm telling people that are dealing with this, if the machine works for you, then do it. But do it with Christ.
Yeah.
Do it with prayer. Do it with God. Don't just do it instead of God. Do it by way of God. Does that make sense? And if the machine doesn't work for you, or you don't have one, call on your God. He can see you through this thing. He may completely deliver you from it. There's no telling what God will do, but you won't know if you don't fall into him. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. So we're going to be praying for all of you that are dealing with this, with that. And we're going to be praying for all the children. Every child, this is what I would like. Every child with special needs, every child, if you have a child, or you are in the family with a child like that, or someone that you know that has special needs, I would personally like you to let us know who those children are, just a name and an age. You don't even have to tell what the special need is, just a name and an age, and let us pray for your children with special needs. I would like to do that. I would love to do that. I would love to do that. Because some of these special needs are man-made. Some of these special needs have been brought on, not by the parent, but by third parties. God is able to heal special needs. God is able to shield those children in those atmospheres. God can do some amazing things if you let him. Amen?
Yeah.
Janelle used to take buckets full of medication. Buckets. She'd be too full from medication to eat. The Lord has chopped a lot of that medication off her list.
Amen. Amen.
Janelle is looking good.
Yeah.
And she could hardly, it would take her 15 minutes to walk down 16 steps. That girl beat you down the stairs. I saw her outside one day and I'm like, what you doing outside? God can do some stuff.
Yes.
No matter who did it, God can do some stuff. I would desire that you would give us the name and the age. And if you could tell us, just so we'll know what part of the world you're coming from, so we can share with others what part of the world you're in. We'll pray either way, but just to encourage others, I would love to pray for those children. Send them to us. Send them to us. Send them to us. If you're comfortable sending us what that special need is, send it to us. We will lay those needs on the altar and see what God says about those needs. Because this is a dirty world we live in. And these are some sinful people that we are forced to deal with. And these are some awful demonic people that don't care about me, you, or our families. If we can get you to join a large group of prayer warriors praying over our children, God will make some changes. Amen. Say it again. Oh. Which email address should we? Okay. This is where I want you to send. Okay. I thought I had it. Asia, type in there, S4C praying with you. S4C praying with you at AOL.com. We have a team of people that will pray with you. I believe God will do something before he snatches us up out of here. I really believe that. And also, Minister Ryan, I've been praying and thinking about what we talked about, soldiers. I want to do something with that. Okay, I'll get with you. We have soldiers, not just U.S. soldiers, but other soldiers that need prayer, that need help, that are on the battlefield and they're left alone. We need to pray with them. We need to pray for them. We need to support them if we can. And not just the United States, whatever country you're in, we need to pray and support our soldiers. When Minister Ryan and I get something together, I want to let you know. Amen. Amen. Did I pray for Octavia? Father, in the name of Jesus, for Octavia and her children, and for every other Octavia and their children, for every other parent or loved one that's dealing with these same things, for every other person that doesn't know who to turn to or where to go, I know that you are able to heal and deliver. I know that you have the power and authority to give them rest, yes, to give them peace, to relieve the stress and the pressure, God, to fight off the depression.
Thank you, Jesus.
Depression is real. Depression is, you can be as saved as anybody on the planet, and depression will try to attack you. Depression is real. And Father, we are fighting against the depression. We're fighting against the exhaustion. We're fighting against the fatigue. We're fighting against these issues that are plaguing the people of God. We're fighting. They need to understand that they are not alone. They need to understand that we are fighting with them and for them. They need to understand that we are standing in the gap for them. Help us in this battle. Help us to help each other, that we will be what you have called and created us to be in these last moments, not even days, but in these very last moments. Favor, grace, and mercy to every person that's dealing with depression or fighting off depression or dealing with fatigue or fighting off fatigue or being overwhelmed, having to homeschool your children, forced, not knowing where your next meal is coming from, dealing with, we're with you. Deliver us, Lord. Deliver us, Lord. Help me say, deliver us, Lord. Deliver us, Lord. Deliver us, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah.
Elio is asking for healing.
Elio?
Leo.
Steady.
Leo.
Say it louder.
Leo.
Oh, Leo. Elio?
Leo. L-E-O?
No. E-L-I-O.
Leo.
E-L-E-O.
Elio.
Elio.
For prayer, they have issues on their right side of their body, mm-hmm. their hand and their leg and their foot,
mm-hmm.
and they need the financial prayer.
Amen. God is the King of breakthroughs.
Yes.
God is the God of breakthroughs. God is the God of enough. God is the God of provision. I used to wonder, how come God has more than one name? Who needs more than one name? And then I got to studying who he is. Amen. And what he does. And I'm like, oh, because one name can't cover how awesome this God is. One name can't cover all the things that God does. One name can't cover all the awesomeness that is our God. El Shaddai. One name can't cover who he truly is. God can heal what's going on that right side, whether it's nerves, whether it was a stroke or minor stroke of some kind, whether it is bone touching bone. God is able to fix whatever it is. God is able. I've seen God do things that just didn't make sense. It didn't make sense. I was watching him do it and it didn't make sense. I was one of those he did it with and it didn't make sense. I've seen God do things. There was no door there. I blinked and there was a door. There was absolutely nothing. I told you about the time when I was driving to work and my car was on E. I'm a witness. I'm not lying, as God is my witness. My car was on E and I was on my way to work. I didn't have any money. And as I'm driving and talking to God, I saw the gas hand move up. I saw it right here. I don't care if you believe it or not. I was there. I saw it. I went from not having a dime, not knowing if I was going to make it to work with what gas I had left, because I figured if I could get there, I could borrow some money to get home. That tank, that gas lasted me an entire week until I got paid.
Wow.
As God is my witness. It never happened again. It never happened again. But it did happen that time. That whatever he put in that gas tank lasted me until I got paid to put some gas in that car. You can't tell me that God's not real. And there's nothing you can say to convince me that he is anything other than who he said he is.
Amen.
Amen. Pastor, I'm a witness. I saw it. I couldn't believe it. I saw it move up. I know it was on empty. Big old Cadillac. It was a big old car, 70s Cadillac. You started up and that's a half a gallon right there. Full barrel carburetor. It sucked gas. Oh my God. A whole week. So I know what God can do. Whether you believe it or not, that's your business. But that's why I'm here, because I know what God can do. Father God, in the name of Jesus, who was Elio. And if we are mispronouncing your name, please forgive us. It is not intentional. It's just, we just got issues. And so, Father God, in the name of Jesus, we bless you and we thank you. God, please, according to your will for his life and for the lives of others that are dealing with the same type of thing, heal. God, if you have some blessed oil, Elio, put a little dab on your hand. Now, you're not trying to grease yourself up to be fried. Just a little dab in your hand. And just in the name of Jesus. And just go down your, just go. And In the name of Jesus, I command healing and deliverance. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, Lord, let your perfect will be done. In the name of Jesus, do something, Lord. Let me wiggle my toes. Let me bend my knee. Do something, Lord. Do something. Lord, do something and just anoint that, all the issues, wherever the issues are, just anoint that. Just anoint that. And then, Lord, whatever your perfect will for my life is, let it be so in the name of Jesus. And then as the Spirit moves and talks to you, let him tell you what he wants you to do next. And then let us know about the victorious testimony. Amen. Let God is able. I'm telling you, God is able. I got some stories I could tell you. God is able. And as far as your needs are concerned, Father, we're asking that every person that are dealing with a shortage, that are dealing with needs, that have issues that they just can't resolve, Father, you are the great I am. You are He. You are the God of provision. You are the God of enough. You sent manna for the children of Israel. You told Moses to hit the rock the first time and water came out of that rock. You told him and you fed them. Well, you put money in a fish mouth and had him come up. The apostles took the money and they went and paid the taxes. You healed a child that was already dead, going to be buried. And you healed them out of the hearse. I know you do stuff.
Yes, Lord.
I've seen you heal crippled people. I've seen that. They pushed the wheelchair in church. We prayed for them. Someone pushed them. They were in the wheelchair, pushed into church. They were pushing the wheelchair to their car after service. Oh my God, I've seen you do, I have forgotten more than I can tell. So provision for you, Father, is no big deal. Give them what they need so that they can be what you have called and created them to be. We are witnesses unto you. Feed them, Lord. Give them favor. Because we know favor from God is beyond any finances that you could ever have. Favor. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
Jeremy is asking for favor for a job that he's looking for. Mm-hmm. And it's just a assessment test. I guess for the job.
Yes.
Jeremy.
Jeremy, I'm telling, it's hot. Isn't it hot? Y'all hot?
It's hot.
Oh, thank God. That's not me going through the change. Amen. That's good. Amen. Sometimes you get a little nervous. Amen. Jeremy, let me tell you, God is able to do that and greater things. So much greater. Let me explain this to you because I want to make sure you're not putting God in a box. If you are a child of God, which I believe you must be because you're contacting us. If you are, and even if you're not, you're still contacting us, so thank you. But if you are a child of God and you're asking God to do this, make sure you ask God, let your perfect will be done.
Yeah.
And I'm going to tell you why. Because what I think is good for me, God may have something else in mind for me. What I think is better for me, God may have something even better for me. I want what I want, but I only want it if God wants it for me first. Does that make sense?
Yes.
I want this, God, but only if it's your perfect will. I don't want you to let me have it because I won't shut up bugging you about it. I want you to let me have it because you want me to have it. That's God's perfect will. I don't want you to do it because I'm asking. I want you to do it because that's what you say is right. I want you to do it because that's your will for my life. And so I'm praying, Jeremy, that is God's will for your life. Because if it's not, it's because he's got other plans, greater plans for your life. If it should be that this is not what God wants for you. I want you to rejoice, because that means he's setting you up for something greater.
Amen.
Amen. Anybody a witness to that besides me? If he says, son, I got something else for you. Don't be angry at God. How do you get angry with God? You must be on drugs. But some people have that testimony. I was angry with God, and I'm stepping back because I'm like, I don't, whatever lightning comes down, I don't want it to hit both of us. Don't be disappointed. Rejoice, because that means God has something that he wants you to have. He's got something that, and let me tell you, if God's got something for you, it ain't nothing better. It is nothing better than what God has ordained for your life. Because if God gives it to you, God gave us a car in 2009, okay? The financial crisis hit and money got real funny. But God gave us the car. I'm going to tell you the difference between God giving it and you going out getting something. God gave us the car. So if God gives you something, if God gave it to you, that's yours.
Amen.
We couldn't make the car note because the recession hit. We couldn't make the car note after a while. They sent us what them things, what they say, we, you know, wash it and clean it out because we finna come get it.
Repo.
Repo people. I took it to God. I said, Lord, they get ready to take the car. The Lord told me, I was standing in front of the car in the garage. And the Lord told me, he said, ain't nobody taking this car. Just like I said it to you, that's how he said it to me. He said, nobody's taking that car. And I said, okay. I came upstairs and told my wife. I said, the Lord said, ain't nobody taking that car. Nobody took the car.
Amen.
We didn't hide it. We didn't cover it up. We didn't send it overseas until the heat cooled off. They knew where we were. Nobody took the car. And about a month or so, maybe 2 months or something after that, all of a sudden, out of the blue, somebody gave us what, $10,000?
Wow.
Out of the blue, we paid the car off.
Amen.
Nobody took the car. We wasn't expecting it. We had no idea it was coming. Somebody told Nicole, come here, I want to give you some money. And we paid the car off. When God does it, if God gives it to, now if we had went out and got it on our own, the car would have been gone.
We still got the car.
I'm driving the car now. She's got a new car. I'm still driving the car. And it drives almost like a new car because God did it. That's what I'm trying to tell you. If this job is for you, God had his hands on it, you're going to get it.
Amen.
No matter what.
Amen.
If God's got something for you, let God do his thing.
Yes.
That's where a lot of Christians miss the boat.
Mm.
Because if it doesn't come the way I think it ought to come, it can't be God. And God's like, you don't know me. Not like that. Let me do my thing. Father God, in the name of Jesus, for every soldier that's looking for a job, for every soldier that has a prospect of a job, for every soldier that's in the process of whatever, let your perfect will be done in their lives. Help them to understand that you are the true and living God. And whatever the enemy puts before them, or whatever you take away from them to make room for something else, let them rejoice and be exceedingly glad, for great is their reward. I pray your joy, your strength, and your peace. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Terry is asking for healing over their memory. They have memory, hefty, and severe pain caused by an accident in 1999.
Ooh, 1999. I heard another prayer like that. Amen. Amen. God is able to heal and deliver. Hallelujah. We put these bodies through so much. I feel bad for the bodies. We put all kind of stuff in them. We do all kind of stuff to them. Other people help us out and do stuff to them. And these poor bodies, they can't take but so much, because they're only flesh. So whether God completely heals and delivers you from everything or not, as long as your relationship with God is tight, that's what matters. Because even if you have it while you're here, you won't have it on your way up.
Amen.
It'll still be here with the body.
Right.
But the real you will be on your way to heaven, and I'm so glad. Creep, creep. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Creep, creep. If y'all don't know what I'm talking about, go to last Wednesday night service. You'll get it.
Right.
Father God, what's her name, Nikki?
Terry.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, for Terry and every person that's dealing with fatigue and problems with the body and what else? Fatigue
and severe pain and memory loss.
And memory loss. Father, you are able to bring all things to their remembrance. Yes. Your scripture said that, Lord. You said that. And you are watching over your word to make sure it comes to pass. And you are able to bring all things to our remembrance. And so this being a member of the body of Christ, teach them how to allow you to bring all things to their remembrance and touch them in their body. And not just them, but people that are dealing with things like them. Hikoshaia, a covering over their life, a covering over their mind, so that they will remember. I don't know how old you are. The incident happened in the 90s, so I know you're at least in your 20s, 30s, or 40s. Things happen. We're praying that God will heal your mind, God, and that God will heal and comfort your memory, that he will do some work in your atmosphere that will bring you a greater peace. A greater peace. I need you and those of you that are in the situation that Terry is in. I need you to ask the Lord to bring you a greater peace. Can you say greater peace?
Greater peace.
I need you to ask the Lord, Lord, please send me a greater peace, a peace beyond what I am now experiencing, a peace that's greater than what I'm dealing with right now. Lord, I need you to send me a greater peace in the name of Jesus. And you claim that greater peace in the name of Jesus. And as you are claiming and believing in a greater peace in the name of Jesus, God will do things in your atmosphere.
Hallelujah.
He'll speak to you in the language that you can understand, and he'll talk to you, and he'll bring you into a greater atmosphere of peace.
Yeah.
And once you have peace, some of those other things may not even matter.
Right.
Amen.
It's getting late, but I want to try to go through this pretty quickly.
Okay.
So we have Sandra, who's asking for prayer for her friend Walter.
Yes.
He's had to take medically. He needs a healing.
Amen.
Leave of absence from work.
Amen. Walter, whatever your issue is, thank you, Sandra. Whatever your issue is, Walter, God is a healer. Now, Walter needs to make sure that he is also walking in Christ. Because it's one thing for Sandra to ask for your healing. But it's another thing is, are you in position to receive your healing? Do y'all follow me? You need to be in a position where God can actually heal you. Because why would God heal you and you run back out into the world? What would be the point of that? What would God, what kind of glory would God get out of that? He could heal you for Sandra's sake, but he would rather heal you because you asked him. Because you have your own relationship. And Sandra, for lack of a better word, is your backup. So make sure, she didn't name his name.
His name is Walter.
Walter, make sure that your relationship with God is lined up in the Holy Spirit. That way, the Bible says where there's two or three come together in my name asking and agreeing, he would be in the midst. Did I hit that right?
Right.
You make one and Sandra make two. You good to go. Amen?
Amen.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, we bless you and we thank you We ask him for healing and deliverance according to your will for Walter's life, that he will be a soldier in your army, that he will stand up and fight for you no matter what. Healing or no healing, friends or no friends, prosperous or not prosperous, he's a member of the body of Christ because of his love and relationship for you, and not because of stuff, not because of other people, and not because of situation, but because of his love for you. Because we can do all things through Christ, which strengthens us. Heal and deliver in Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
So this is a different Sandra.
A different Sandra.
I'm going to paraphrase what she's saying.
Okay.
She's asking for prayer for her cousin who's a non-believer.
Mm-hmm.
It seems to that she is either in witchcraft or being manipulated by someone in witchcraft to basically kind of attack the family. Right now she has holes in her memory, and someone else, a seer, a non-believer, told her that her dad had raped her, and so now she's struggling with whether or not that's true. The dad denies it, but there's a lot of witchcraft happening.
Oh my goodness. What's her name?
The cousin. She did not give her cousin.
But her name is Sandra. Okay. Sandra, you're doing a wonderful thing by praying for them. That's her cousin, right?
Yes.
You're doing an awesome thing by praying for them. We're going to be praying with you. Amen. We're going to be praying with you. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I need everyone that can to lift up your hands right now. Everyone who can to lift up your hands right now. And even if you're watching this, if you're not watching this live, but you're watching this later, whenever you hear this, I need you to be with us in one accord with us, lifting up your hands. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Sandra is asking for prayer to protect and guard her cousin that's being manipulated and trying to be drugged into witchcraft. You hate that. Those things that are against you, we reject and rebuke what the enemy is trying to do to that cousin. We reject and rebuke that. Even though they are a non-believer today, it doesn't mean that they'll be a non-believer tonight. It doesn't mean that you are not able to bring them over, to draw them unto you. Father, but we need to break the chains that are trying to grab hold to that life. We need to break their influence. We need to the witchcraft needs to be destroyed. We rebuke anything that's not like you. We reject the witchcraft and the sorcery and the spells. We reject the potions. We reject all of those things, Lord. We reject it in the name of Jesus on behalf of that cousin and on behalf of other people that are in the same situation. Father, you are able. You know the demons that are trying to pour this poison over this family and this life, and you, God, are able to single them out and to destroy them. You are able to destroy them and to snatch down the strongholds. You are able to destroy this enemy that has attacked this family and families like that. You are able to heal and deliver. You are the great conqueror.
Hallelujah.
Conquer these demons on their behalf. Do what you do, God. Let your perfect, magnificent, perfectly beautiful will be done. Let the do something on behalf of that family. Do something on behalf of that cousin. Do something. Tear down the strongholds and destroy the witches and their powers.
Yes.
In Jesus' name, amen.
Yes.
Amen. Todd is asking for prayer for his brother Kyle, who lets the enemy distract him from what is important.
You sound like a believer, Todd. That's my name too. Don't tell nobody. You sound like a believer. We're going to pray for your brother. This is his brother. We're going to pray for Kyle. Because I believe Kyle knows something about Jesus. I believe Kyle has a calling on his life. I believe that Kyle has been taught by people that know who God is. And I believe that Kyle is being lured away because of what God has placed over his life. The enemy can see things
before we do. He can see things in the spirit realm before we can see it. And since he can't stop God, if he can get you to step out of line with God and your beliefs, then to the enemy, that's just as good. We don't want you to miss your blessing. We don't want you to miss your calling. We don't want Kyle, right? Is a brother. We don't want Kyle to miss his blessings or his calling. We want God to center him, to cause him to focus. And for people that have a calling on their lives, we're asking God to put you in a position where you are focused. Now, here's the rub to that prayer. Sometimes in order for God to put you in position, he may have to cause some things to happen to get your attention. Y'all understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Sometimes God has to allow things to happen to get your attention. So the only person you're looking at is God.
Right. Right.
Because now I'm laid up, or my heart is broken, or I'm about to get put out of my house, or the doctor said, or my kids said. And so now I'm in a position where I have to focus only on Christ because I'm in trouble. You don't want that to be the case. But if that's what has to happen in order for God to get your attention so that you will focus on God who has called you, don't allow the cares of this life to pull you away from your journey, because that's the enemy's plan, is to pull you away. Allow the cares of this life to pull you away from the journey that God has assigned you. Father God, in the name of Jesus, for everyone that's praying for a loved one like Todd, praying for a loved one like Kyle, we're sending out prayers of strength, prayers of joy,
yes,
prayers of might. We're praying, Lord, that he will focus so you don't have to grab his attention. We're praying, Lord, that he will focus so you don't have to allow something to happen to get his attention. We're praying, Lord, that he would give in before he's arrested. It's much easier to walk into station and say, that was me on the TV, than to be cornered and arrested. We're praying, Lord, that you would bless Todd's family, that you would focus Kyle, that he will understand that this is not a time to be sidetracked, but a time to focus on God. And every person that's like this family, let your perfect will be done in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Deborah is asking for prayer for her daughter-in-law. She left her family after she lost her job and her home and her car and her friends.
Oh.
The family will be traveling to California. Check on her. It's a drug use.
Mm-hmm.
So she's praying for
herself. Lord, help us. Did she say what the child's name was?
No.
But what's her name?
Her name is Deborah.
Deborah, we will be praying. Prayer team, if I could ask you to please put that, is that her daughter?
Her daughter-in-law.
Put her daughter-in-law on the prayer list. We're going to be praying for your daughter-in-law and for you and for your family. This has got to be hard. This has got to be tough. I know what your daughter-in-law is dealing with is tough. And if they don't have Christ to fall back on, or if they don't fall back on Christ, they know him, but they don't fall back on him, the enemy will scoop them up and make a mockery of them. So we're praying that God would save that life and preserve that soul so that it is not lost, and that the family can come back together in unity as one. And not just Deborah, not just Deborah's family, but families like Deborah, that God, because the devil, the enemy will scoop them up in a heartbeat and try to destroy them so they cannot get back to God. But God is able. God can intervene. God can intervene. Keep us posted, Deborah, as to what's happening. Keep us in the loop. Keep us up to date what's going on, because our prayers will continue. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we're praying for this daughter-in-law. We're praying for this family and families like this. with daughters and husbands and sons and in-laws that are going through the same type of thing. Father, we're praying that you would say, preserve their soul, that you would preserve their soul, and that you would allow them, or that you would release them from the enemy's clutches and bring them back home. Bring them back home. Bring them back home, back into Christ, back into healing, back into deliverance, back into focus, back with the family. You can do this, Lord. We've seen you do it. We know that you can. We're asking that you will work it out in these families. Work it out. Give them peace, strength, favor, and joy. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Dr. Yvonne has three prayers.
Uh-huh.
She's asking for prayer covering over herself, her children, and her grandson, Jahari. She's also asking for prayer over a business opportunity that is coming her way. Mm-hmm. And she's trying to finish classes for her final exam, but she's missing a lot
of okay. Samiha or Sarif. Righteous God, in the name of Jesus, I lift up my hands to you that your perfect will be done, that you will provide her with the things that are according to your will for her life, for her walk, that you will give her what she needs, that you will bless her family, that you will allow them to be overcomers, that they will overcome the obstacle that the enemy may have put in their place, and that you will provide to them what they need so that they can continue the journey that you have placed them on. That we will not look to the left or to the right, but we will be focused on the gospel of Jesus Christ and what your will is for our life. Watch over that family, those loved ones, those friends, and give her what she needs to do what you have commanded her to do. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. How many more you got?
Four more, but they're
just one. Okay.
Tamara is just praying for her. She wants her mind renewed. She's asking for renewing of her mind and being able to cast down those things that exalt herself in this world.
Yes, Tamara, you couldn't have asked for a better thing. It is a wonderful thing to ask God for a renewing of your mind. Close that door, son, or y'all keep it down. Oh, okay, I just need them to be quiet back there. Amen. Shh. It's a good thing for a renewing of your mind. If you ask the Lord, it would even be awesome if when you wake up in the mornings, Father God, in the name of Jesus, as I give you praise and I magnify you and I lift up your name, I'm asking for a fresh anointing. I'm asking for a renewing of my mind. I'm asking that you would do something for me today that you haven't done for me yesterday or the day before. I'm asking that you would enter into my mind and show me new things and be to me what I need you to be to me, so I can be to you what you need me to be to you. Ask God, that's a prayer. Ask God to renew my mind. Shield me from the world and renew me so that I can be what you have created me to be. That's an awesome prayer. And I pray that prayer for you and for those like you in Jesus' name. Amen. Yes.
Emmy is getting baptized on the 15th.
Emmy! Woohoo!
Over the baptism, so it sounds like the
atmosphere. Yes. We had a baptism. Did I say that already?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Okay. This is what I need you to do. What's the name? Emmy. If it's possible, because I don't know if you're baptized in indoors or like we do at the beach or where you are, but if you can get to the place where you're going to be baptizing. Okay, Pastor, maybe both of us about to fall out of here. Wherever you're going to hold that service, if you can get there a little early and pray over that atmosphere, get you some other prayer warriors and y'all pray over that atmosphere. You start now praying. Get to that place and pray over that atmosphere early. I started the night before praying over where we were going to baptize, asking the Lord to cleanse that area, to cleanse that atmosphere, to remove the demons that are in, because you all know that demons have territories and demons are responsible. And so they see God doing something. Their job is to try to attack that. But if you put prayer on it before they get started, you cover it. And we're praying. You pray, you get you a team of people, two or three is a team, and pray over that atmosphere. Ask the Lord to meet you there. Don't come after I get there, Lord. Be there when I get there. Ask the Lord to cleanse the atmosphere. We're praying that the Lord will have his perfect way so that the healing and deliverance, so that the baptism can go forth. You pray in advance. You pray in advance. You pray in advance. The team pray in advance and expect God to be there when you get there. Amen. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we too are praying for the effective baptism, that it will be exactly like you want it, that the heavens will cry out with joy, that you will be pleased, that others will see this and glorify you, Father, which is in heaven. We are praying that your presence will meet them at that place, and that your warring angels will have already dismissed the enemy, and that they will have perfect peace when they go to do what you have commanded them to do, commanded us to do. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. That it? I want to thank you for being with us. It's hot over here in SoCal. It's hot. It's hot. We want to thank you for being with us. We're going to close so Pastor Drea don't fall out. And it ain't the Holy Spirit slaying her. It's the heat. We want to thank you for being with us. Our prayers are with you. We love you. We want to do something for our military people, no matter where you live on this planet. I want to pray for the children with special needs. We want to know where you're from, their name, and their age. Okay? Please, please send us in. We want to pray over them. What else am I praying over? We're just praying that I want to make a general prayer, and after the prayer, you can sign off. I'm at general prayer. Father God, in the name of Jesus, if you're paying attention to this prayer, live or otherwise, stretch your hand out. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we are praying for every believer everywhere. No matter what they're dealing with, no matter what they're going through, no matter what their circumstances are, you are the great deliverer. You can heal and deliver no matter what we're dealing with, no matter what we're going through. I ask that you would forgive us of all sin, all unrighteousness, anything in our atmosphere that is not like you. I'm asking that you would deliver us and heal us. Keep us in the process. Is that what Pastor Sandy say? Is that keep us in? Because we know that as long as we stay in the process, we'll be saved, we'll be delivered, we'll be healed, we'll be victorious. Keep us in the boat. Keep us in the process. Because as long as you're in the boat, you're safe. You're saved. If you get out of the boat, you are no longer in the boat. You're no longer saved. If you leave the city of refuge, you are at the enemy's will. Keep us, that we will be kept. We give you all praise and we magnify you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Creep, creep, y'all. Amen.